welcome to Marvel TV Weekly. We're talking about Cloak and Dagger. Can they touch each other or not? You know, explosions. And then Luke Cage, our first three episodes. What are our thoughts? And superheroes in the limelight. Good thing? Bad thing? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah! Rocking out! Woo!
The
phones, the lights.
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah.
Oh, I was.
Always.
Everybody
has lighters.
Well, it's Neil Peart, so the drums are, I guess. Okay.
So it's concert night. No, just kidding. Welcome to AfterBuzz Marvel TV Weekly. Turns out it's ladies' night. There we go. That's what we should have played. It's ladies' night.
Yeah, that would have been good.
The feelings. Yeah.
It's too late.
It's all right. Well, and we have Tony, so it's not. It's almost ladies' night.
Almost ladies' night.
Christian is coming back from his travels, so he's not here today. My name is Carrie Lane. I'll be taking over in his spot for this evening. But I'm joined by my awesome co-host.
It's Zia Anderson here.
Hi, and Amy Cassandra Martinez. Hello.
So, reiterating, all three of us have watched the first three episodes of... which one? No, just kidding. Luke Cage. And so we're going to talk about our thoughts on it. Quick thoughts on the first three episodes of Luke Cage.
Ooh, I really like this season of Luke Cage. A lot's happening very quickly. We're seeing some outbursts from Luke, which I'm not altogether surprised. Well, a little disappointed. But okay. It adds to the season. Series.
Yes. Amy, quick thoughts.
I also really love the fact that we're getting a lot of Claire.
Yes.
Yes. And yeah, I like the change in dynamics from Luke. Like, yeah. We're not getting the big old softy.
Yeah.
Also, Cloak and Dagger, we covered the next episode for that show, episode 4 now. Now, Amy, we are all up to date with you on that
one.
Know. Right?
But, spoiler alert, I do have access to the next 2
episodes.
Wow.
It's okay. I will take my time.
And then also, we didn't really introduce, but we mentioned, Tony, say hello.
Hello, everybody. I'm Anthony Becerra. You can find me later.
It's like online, yeah, you know. So, and then the other thing we were talking about this evening, so think of it, we do have a live chat going, so feel free to join us in that. If you're watching it later, please comment down below. So the other thing we were talking about is superheroes being in the forefront or not. Is it good if they're public? I mean, like, it's dealt with in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's dealt with in Civil War. So it's quite a few. I mean, that's just 2. But it comes up in comics and shows and movies, so what are good examples of it being a good thing, bad thing, and then, like, Luke Cage being forefront. So, actually, speaking of which, let's just talk about the first 3 episodes of Luke Cage first. My initial first thoughts, I'm not loving this bad guy, our Jamaican dude.
I was excited to see Bushmaster come into play here.
I don't know the character, so...
Okay.
Do we know early on why Harlem is his birthright, or are we going to find this out later, we think?
I feel like we're going to find that out later. Okay. That I'm not sure on. But I know that there's some changes that they did between comic book Bushmaster.
Yeah.
There are a couple of versions of him. In the comic book, he went through a similar thing as Luke Cage. And so he's also indestructible like that, but it was a similar process that got him there.
He doesn't seem that indestructible.
Yeah. Here it seems like he's using some sort of a substance to kind of help heal him. And something like that. So that's interesting. I'm curious to see where that's going to go.
Tony, if you could, I didn't look it up ahead of time, but if you want to find any pictures of him from the comics, I'd be curious on showing comparisons. Yeah, it's interesting because this one, he definitely does not seem to be indestructible. The bullets are in his body.
Right.
And then he needs
the nightshade that he mixes
to heal himself.
Yeah, one, it's really gross to see him take them out because you can see they're painful.
Yeah.
It's not like he can just like boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, looking at his outfit is, unique.
Yeah.
Go spandex. I think as an actor, he's great though.
Yeah.
But his, like, it's my birthright. I'm like, if I don't find out why it's his birthright by, like, next couple episodes, I'm just like, why?
Please tell me.
I want somebody else to be like, what are you talking about? Can you please explain?
Yes. I do want to remind everyone in the chat that we are only talking about the first 3 episodes.
Please.
But I do want to say Rory Fansler did say that they flesh out his backstory very well in later
Good.
Episodes.
Great.
Good
Thank
to
you.
Hear.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely one of those first 3 I'm like,
well, I mean, but we're also getting to know who he is as a character.
Not really. He's very one note right now.
But no, we're getting to know, like, okay, so the bullet will text him. Yeah, exactly. So it's
but
like,
already at three, I'm like,
I don't like him more. Only because he's the villain, but I'm not rooting for him, obviously.
He plays a great hateable character.
For sure. He's scary. Look at his
eyes. Yeah, they did good casting.
They did.
Actually, first two episodes, not necessarily a character, but what did we think of pairing up of Misty Knight and Colleen?
Daughters of the Dragon, so excited.
Well, and yes, that was one of the clips that was released prior to the release of season two. I just said released twice. That happened.
That's okay.
But yeah, so it was wonderful that it was released before, but I saw it only because of Marvel Movie News. I wasn't going to see anything, but I saw it and I was like, okay, so when does this happen? Mm. You know, is it like episode 6 or whatever? No. Like the fact that it was on the third episode, I appreciate it because we got to see a little bit of Misty's struggle with the whole arm situation. But yeah, and then did you notice that Colleen was kind of like,
ooh,
no,
like these pictures.
She was letting her
she
gave her the look of like, nope, this is you. I loved that. Mm-hmm. And I love that she stepped in just when she needed to, just with the bottle breaking, but for the most part I'm really excited about this team up. I love to see them kick some butt.
They're also very strong women together. Not that Claire isn't strong, but I don't feel Claire and Misty are going to have the same, like, go out and kick some ass vibe. So the two girls at the bar, and then ladies and possibly gentlemen out there, how many people have approached you like that? Of like, hey, let me dip my,
Some stupid pickup line.
Don't do that, people.
That's like my dream is to win something, or just, not even just that, just anytime someone's giving you crap is to be able to just throw down.
That's amazing. Who says we can't, ladies? Let's go take some classes.
Right. Oh,
yeah. And learn, and then, and then it could just be like us Marvel ladies.
Yay!
Marvel TV ladies.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies. Christian. You
this
know.
Is happening.
If this is a group that we're starting, I'm very serious about this.
Yeah.
I will find us classes.
Nice. Good. them at the bar was just so great, and it's excellent for Colleen to really push Misty of like, I'm not pitying you. You need to be able to do this, and I'm not going to hold your hand, and it's only one hand now.
Yes, and I feel like she really needed that.
Yes.
She was really struggling at the police station. Obviously, that was the hardest part for her.
Oh, my gosh.
Mandy,
but how great
name?
Was that, like,
the new character
call out of her coworkers of like,
yeah.
All right, y'all, take it in, and can we move on now so I can do my job?
Please, yeah. That was awesome.
But I feel frustrated for her that they're not letting her do what she wants to do. Like, I get it, but I don't get it, because I'm also like, you know, it's Misty.
Yeah.
Like, don't...
I'm with you on that, but she is much stronger than they're giving her credit for.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I do think she's a hair overconfident, that she does need to be knocked down a peg, which she has been.
Yes.
But she's just too hitting the gas immediately.
Yes.
Which I'm like, I love the enthusiasm, but maybe take it back just a hair. Because you are breaking the rules, which causes problems later.
Yes.
Which, break the rules that won't cause a problem later. That's to fix the problems.
And that's what's been so frustrating for me about Luke in this season, is that I get what he's trying to do, but you either need to go, or in my opinion, obviously, you need to either go in there with the intention of taking them all out. Like, you're either going to kill people or you're not. And if you're not, you have to work within the laws and try to figure out a way to get them prosecuted. Otherwise, you're going to do more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. You have to find out what you're going to do. I think he's a little lost right now. He wants to...
Little, I go with a lot. Yeah. I'm very lost.
Yes.
I mean, it would be great if we could essentially have him almost be deputized, but the problem is he does so much outside the law, which
right.
is good.
It is.
But he needs to be able to bring that back in.
Yes.
But...
Or make it work for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least he had his vocalized, you know, it's one of those, tell me what you're really thinking.
Yeah.
So that, actually, speak of that scene with Claire.
Oof.
Loved it.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
Well, the moment that he hits the wall.
Oh.
Multiple times.
Yes.
Not just that, ooh.
Which, it's interesting he doesn't go through the wall, but still.
I thought that, too. I feel like he should have.
I thought he was doing, like, a half punch.
Yeah.
He was not doing a...
he didn't let it go all the way.
Follow through, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What did you all think? Please leave comments. That scene with Claire. I was ready. I thought, I'm all, wait, whose house is this? Because then I'm like, she should leave. Of like, you know what? This is, but then it's her place. So
it's her place,
I'm glad she was like, you went too far.
Yeah. And that's another thing.
Did he go too far?
Well, it depends. That's one of those things. It depends on the person and the circumstance. For me, if someone hit a wall, they didn't hit me, your anger was placed towards something else, I could handle that. But as someone who grew up in an abusive childhood, who's like, I never want to be in this environment, then, yeah, it was too far for her.
Also, your home is an extension of yourself, your property.
It's disrespectful.
You know?
Yeah. It is. She's going to have to figure out how to fix that.
Yeah.
She'll
be like, you got to pay for that.
Or get some spackle, something.
Yeah.
And it's so tricky because she's been talking to him prior to this incident. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I don't think you're doing the right thing. Like, take a step back. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So this was kind of just like the last straw for her. Just to be like, okay, well, all right. Can't handle this right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I do want to say, Rory actually brings up a point. Think about it, though. Beating people up is the easy way for him. So much harder to take it slow and careful. With that much power, it would be easy to get overconfident.
True. Absolutely. But that's what Claire says, though. She's like, you can just hit them once and knock them out.
Exactly.
But speaking of that, which kind of leads into our later bit, but we can touch upon it a little bit now, is him being so much in the public eye. I thought it was annoying that I'm like, stop it. Stop being so arrogant. And the app is dumb. I feel that's, no spoilers.
Too far.
But I feel that's going to be a problem later. Yes. It's already a problem.
Yes.
It's going to be a bigger problem. And him like, come at me, bro, attitude. I'm like, stop.
And it's weird because you see him coming so humbly from season one into this. And like, and Rory, like he said, that's understandable because when you get that much power, I mean, what is it, the saying? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yeah. I don't think he's there yet, obviously, but it has a he's right. When you have that much strength and you have that much power and you're that invincible, you are going to get ahead of yourself.
Well, the part when he gets shot by cockroach, I'm like, okay, you think you're invincible, but somebody might invent something new. Doesn't mean you should just wait and get shot.
That's exactly. Claire probably, maybe, we don't know, foreshadows. Like, I'm worried there's something else that could happen.
And she was kind of his reality check, and I feel like he really needed her there, and it's not going to be good now that she's gone. I'm worried about that.
What other moments stood out in these first three episodes for you ladies?
Someone mentioned earlier that it's nice that Luke Cage of season two has already shown connectivity between the Netflix Marvel shows. Jessica Jones season two didn't do that as much, really. So just to mention everyone else was nice. There was that one little... But that little nugget, I think we all appreciate. It's like, yes, let's all tie in everyone.
With Daredevil.
Jessica. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. He's like, Oh, that was low blow when he says, you just want to hang around superpowered people.
Oh, my gosh. Highly unnecessary.
Which is sad. She just wants to help.
Yes.
And there might be.
And that's what she can do.
Yes.
That's her job.
Exactly. Yes. And a lot of the times throughout even Defenders, which I just rewatched to kind of get caught up for Luke Cage, she is the voice of reason for a lot of that show and for a lot of this. She says a lot of the things that I feel like people need to hear.
Yeah. Actually, wait, where is looking this character up? How much are we loving the Mariah Dillard Stokes storyline and then bringing her daughter back in?
Ooh, that she did her daughter dirty. I am. Okay, she's a great hateable character. You love to hate her. She does a fantastic job of that.
But then the
facial
show, like,
expressions
gets you a little bit, though, because I bought into it, too, when she does the speech in front of her daughter. Like, I fell in love with this guy. I was a single mother. I couldn't do it. And I go, wait, no, you're evil, horrible person. See, but I had a minute where I was like,
That's so funny. In that moment, I thought that her daughter was like, wow, I can't believe you're using me like that. And then later, I was so surprised that it got her, too. I was like, really? You can't see that your mom brought you here just for this? How convenient that she makes up with you just in time for her press conference.
I think she gets it a little bit. I hope she's still suspicious.
It. Yeah.
Tilda. There we go.
Tilda.
I think she's a great introduction of a character.
Yes.
And when the Bushmaster came in there, I was like, but no, she doesn't know who he is, so.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know who she is.
But she was very suspicious.
Oh, yeah. All the ingredients.
Yeah. She was like, well, you only, he's like, shh.
Yeah.
So we never got to find out what you would need those for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ivan said that Tilda's actually from the comics.
Oh, nice.
So, I interviewed the actress in person. Oh, that's before. Amazing. Yeah, it was really cool. It was at the Netflix FYC event when, like, everyone was just coming. And this was obviously before season two started. So it was her and then the character that's the other, like, detective.
Oh, who played Misty Knight? No, the other detective.
The other, yeah.
Nandy.
Something
Nandy?
Like that. Yeah. But yeah, so it's like I was kind of waiting to see where these ladies were coming in because it's like what's nice to know about Luke Cage is that, yes, the show is called Luke Cage, but there are plenty of very powerful women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And although Tilda did get a little, like, you know,
Nandy. Played, Detective Nandy Tyler.
Nandy, that's what it is.
Ooh, cat fight with those two ladies?
Ooh. Yeah.
That was
they had some good low blows, too, on their, like,
oh yeah,
chatting at each other, though. But poor, yeah, Detective Mark Bailey, he's kind of in the middle, like,
I don't know what to do. So she's my partner. Misty, I really respect you. I thought that when he said, he's like, I have to be honest with you. He's like, I've never lied to you. Your injury makes people uncomfortable. I was like, really?
That made me so angry. I was like, really? Really? It makes you uncomfortable? Think about how she feels.
Yeah. And
she's
also,
so mad.
So she lost an arm. How does that make you uncomfortable?
Yes.
I didn't get that.
Strong character, but it, kind of bad position she had to be in. Stephanie or Bobby. No, Billy. Stephanie Billy, the woman who's actually with the Yardies,
has
been recruited. Yes. And who Mariah does not know she's with the Yardies.
She doesn't know
I mean, like, I'm curious to see where things are going to go because there was that whole talk about Rosario Dawson probably, like, being done with the Netflix shows. Mm-hmm. But she was just, she didn't say, like, oh, yeah, I'm officially done. She's kind of like, I don't know what else my character has to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see where the rest of the season's going to go. Right. Because I really do like them together.
They're a good couple.
But, I mean, Jessica. Hello.
That's true.
And there were some flirting between Jessica and Luke and the Defenders. There was a bit of that there.
I'm pretty sure, I'm like, no, they've hooked up.
They've had plenty of coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, some people really like that coffee pickup line, too, of old lady down the hallway.
That was hilarious.
She's amazing. Yes.
She was super funny. A little scene stealer, that one.
Yeah. It's nice comic relief.
Actually, I need to repost it, but Comic-Con last year, I spoke with Luke Cage himself for the Defenders.
Wow.
And he is a tall glass of handsome.
He is huge.
Like, you're a very tall person.
He is a huge man.
But yeah, as you were saying before, he's kind of shifted from being this charming, super nice guy and very angry, believably, understandably so. And his speech was actually very relevant to today. I'm a black man in a hoodie. Everybody is against me. And has anybody clutched their purse around you across the street? And you're just like, Claire can't really argue, but she's had a different kind of
experience she is
too.
A woman, and she is also, you know.
And she's mixed race.
Right. Afro-Cubana.
Yes.
But she said a much beautiful
Yes.
Afro-Cubana.
She said it very well.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of mixed couple, Shades and Mariah.
Ooh. Don't like it. Weird. I really don't like it.
Only him. It's not really like them as a couple that I'm like, okay, cool, older lady, younger man.
Fine. But I just don't like the characters.
I don't believe he's doing it for, I mean, how could
I
you?
I was going to say.
For real reasons.
Okay.
I really do think that he's using her, but I also think she's using him a little bit. So
everyone's using each other.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, there's that moment, too, where he shades when he kills Arturo, and then his buddy, Comanche, is like, that pussy must be amazing.
Yes.
All right.
It has to
I mean, yay, Shades, for defending your lady's honor, but whoa, way too much. Calm it down. Like, he has, like, he's also pedaled to the metal.
Oh, yeah.
Anything sets him off. The waiter, like, ooh, you and your aunt. Ugh. But, you know, as a service industry person, I would always, you don't know who people are.
First of all, I am a server, and second of all, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You never say that.
Yeah.
Because you don't, I've seen people have affairs at restaurants, and you're just like, what can I get for you? Coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Any other comments from the chat on these episodes? And please, thank you for not getting ahead of us.
I mean, there's some foreshadowing, I guess. People also don't like Mariah and Shades together. Ivan Soto said that. Christian Jackson says, you'll be in for a surprise with those two.
Ah, okay.
You can tell me. Yeah, I mean, different opinions. Tilda, okay, so Ivan Soto did say Tilda is Nightshade, a villainess that has connections to werewolves.
I like this already.
Yes, because especially with all of the, like, concoctions, I guess you could say, that she has, that she can make, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, that's interesting. Yeah. I like what she does.
Yeah, me too.
That's cool.
Though, I forget, I don't have the exact specifics, but my friend is into herbology and, like, making medicines the way she does, and she's, like, the big thing that they put in, they're like, no, that's just to look cool for TV.
Oh, really?
They're, like, some of the other ingredients, like, yeah, it's, like, a good, you know, like, stomach ailment, something, but, like, that, they're like, yeah, that was just for show.
Yeah, they like to do that.
But, yeah, it's visually more interesting. Right.
That was the one that I remembered.
Well, like, yeah, because it's like, ooh, what is that thing?
Looks like weird garlic.
Any other thoughts before we move on to Cloak and Dagger?
Ooh.
Slight predictions, maybe?
Yes, let's do a couple predictions for later as the season.
You go first.
I see.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So I guess we get predictions twice because then we're doing Cloak and Dagger too, but yes.
Yeah. I see, just going back to Shades and Mariah using each other, you slowly start to see Shades get pushed out by her daughter, by Tilda, and I can see him going to do something very, very stupid. Reckless and stupid, yes. And I kind of have a feeling that he's going to turn on Mariah, because Shades is always about himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That whatever is going to get him to where he needs to go, he's going to. So I see that blowing up at some point.
Yep.
I'm curious to see a little bit more of the interaction between Colleen and Misty.
Yes,
to see
please.
Where that goes.
Yes.
You know?
I want to know, unfortunately, we know outside the world of the show is Misty has the arm thing later.
Yes.
But I'm like, when is later?
I hope it comes in this season.
I want it to be sooner than later, because that's the problem, is like, when we already know it's going to happen, we're just like, all right, can we get to that?
Yeah. If you're going to leak it.
I see you're making a face over there.
Well, I just double checked, but Rory said, by the way, was the first episode's director really Lucy Liu, the martial arts actress? It was nice one. And I just double checked, and it says Lucy Liu. That's
actually went awesome. I was all slight bashing on Luke Cage a little bit. I'm not loving some of the camera stuff they've been doing and how it's been shot. Some of the close-ups are really kind of awkward feeling, and I didn't love Lucy's I don't know about directing, but just how some of it felt.
Gotcha.
Was a little weird to me. Like, there's been some close-ups on people that I'm like, I mean,
was that in the pilot, or not the pilot, but the first episode?
First three. Well, the first one, there was like one or two shots I'm like,
like, she didn't unnecessary close-ups.
Yeah, she just did the first
one. Which is still awesome, though.
Which, like, oh no, so, absolutely. That's awesome. Well, one that was good, and then it was a weird how they changed it. We didn't really talk about him and his father, which has been great to have, right?
Yes, that was a whole... See, there's so much to talk about.
Yes. But I'm like, oh, we have other stuff to cover, too. They were standing, like, across from each other, which is great, but we're looking at him this way, and then the camera went around to the other side, which you're not really supposed to do sometimes.
Gotcha.
And I was like, there were just some little moments that I think most people would never notice, but I was just like...
Because you notice those things, they're glaring.
Yeah.
Got it,
I don't know if you guys... I mean, let me know. Luke Cage very much has this particular style, which is great.
Yes.
The tone, the music, how it's shot. But some moments I don't necessarily love. Leave comments down below. What do you think of it? And, like, do you like its style? Because, I mean, Jessica Jones has a style. Daredevil has a style.
Yes.
Luke Cage has style. Defenders and Iron Fist, which... Though, for Christian's sake, yay, Iron Fist. No.
Okay. I didn't hate Iron Fist. Hey. It's not my favorite, but I enjoyed it. I was able to watch the whole season pretty much all the way through.
And how long did it take you, though?
It only took me about 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched it through pretty quickly. There was enough story there to keep me engaged in it that I was like, ooh, and the villain.
Actually, that's another question. I know we're saying we're moving on, but still. Something else about Luke Cage is interesting compared to some of the other Marvel shows as of right now. Right now in Luke Cage, most of the villains seem very small scale.
Yes.
Daredevil, and though Jessica Jones was kind of small-ish scale, Daredevil is... The world is at stake.
Yes.
Do we like the smaller scale, or do we like the importance of we have to save the whole world? Or at least all of New York.
I think that there is enough of that. And I feel like So Daredevil, though he is a smaller scale superhero, he's more well known.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the smaller scale superheroes, you kind of have to keep it contained within their world. Because if you go beyond that, you're kind of going beyond their abilities.
That makes sense.
And then in that case, it's like, you're going into things, it's like, do I believe that? I don't know. So that's just my thoughts on it.
No, well said. Any thoughts on the small scale versus large scale?
I mean,
villains, at least?
I think it's fine to be small scale. Like you said, like, we have plenty of large scale stuff. Mm-hmm. And even just knowing that, focusing on the small scale is like, that's people's homes. Like, yeah, you know, it's right. So the close.
Personal. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Personal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. I know we spent a bit on time and location. I'm like, all right. Well, now we'll talk about Cloak and Dagger, episode 4, call and response. Thoughts on this episode?
So.
Yes, please. Go.
I'm
yes.
sorry. I am just realizing the more that I watch this show that maybe the show is not for me. I see what they're trying to do, but I'm not getting the impact of it.
Okay.
To me, it's just they're really trying to make these characters very tragic.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they are, and I should be feeling more sorry for them, but the more I watch it, the more I'm like, oh, you are petulant children. And I'm getting mm-hmm. that vibe more, which I know is not the direction they're trying to go. And it's very slow. It's a very slow going.
Yes.
Which I'm having a hard time with.
I agree with you. I feel more with Tandy than I do with Tyrone.
Yeah.
But I like that he puts it in her face when they finally talk. He's like, back up. Your life is so tragic. Like, really, you're essentially, she's white, blonde girl, can walk into any store and, you know, not be followed. She just has a very different life. Though, as a woman, she has different experiences as him and as a man, but still.
But still. And
Comparatively,
but it also doesn't take away from the fact that she does have an alcoholic. She has no family. She's living in a church.
But she's doing a self-pity party.
She's doing a self-pity party, yes. And she's snorting drugs.
Drugs, yes.
The whole thing. I'm just like, oh, this is... It feels to me like it's written by 16-year-olds for 16-year-olds. Like, I might have identified more with it when I was 16. Maybe I'm just too old for the show. It's very slow. I kind of thought for a second there that something was going to happen when the lawyer gets shot.
Mm.
And I was like, oh,
that was exciting.
Yeah, are we getting into something? Yeah. And then we don't. So...
Amy.
I do like it, but I obviously have spent some time away from it because I watched the 4, like, bam, 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 bam.
Yes.
So, but I do like that we were able to see Tandy and Tyrone together.
Yes.
For, like, finally. A majority of the episode. So I like their interaction with each other more so than, like, other things that may happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and I'm curious to see exactly, like, I want New Orleans to play a larger role in their storyline, which I know that we did get to see a little bit of that with Tyrone. And even like the tour
the
stuff.
Tour. Oh yeah,
but
that's
then
great.
Even like the
oh
thing.
The Mardi Gras, yes, the cruise. I like that they started it and didn't really get into it. So like, there's a whole thing about cruise and like that cruise with a K, and those are the ones doing the different Mardi Gras like clubs, if you will. There's like a special membership and like how they do the parades at Mardi Gras. It's a whole big thing, and they kind of touch upon it a little bit, which was great. And I hope I hope they do more. But him getting his brother's cloak, his father, like, how did you find this? It's like,
luckily,
it's called to me.
It called
to me. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's how he gets his cloak. Yeah, mm-hmm. there were moments.
Yes.
I mean, we will be watching this next one, so I'm curious now that, obviously, like I said, that I've spent so much time away from it. It's like, I'm a different person now than I was like a month ago. But, yeah, and I also, I'm really happy that it is on Freeform, because it's making us think of Freeform in a different way.
I watched Dead of Summer on Freeform. I'm excited.
Never.
I know nobody's heard of it. Talked about horror movie news as well, but that's okay.
If it's, I
Freeform is still new, so I think it's great that they're doing bigger and better stuff. We're almost halfway through. I agree that it is slow pace, but I'm hoping this is laying groundwork for them to speed things up as it goes along. And yes, thank goodness these two characters finally get together and like, you know what? We should talk this out.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Christian Jackson in the chat actually said, I think these 4 episodes were act 1 of the season. Now we'll get act 2 fun. So
yeah.
I'm going to keep watching
it.
I'm going to give it a chance.
It's only 10.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm already halfway through. I may as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great having them together. I really hope we have more. How much do we want or like the possibility of romantic chemistry with them? Because they kind of tease it a little bit, but it could totally not go that way too.
I mean, don't force it.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be so cheesy, like, oh my god, it should happen
naturally.
Don't, yeah,
organically.
Sorry. We were, yeah,
it would be nice if it's one of those, it's teased ish as it's been, but then yeah, it's like, no, we're just click. We click, yeah, but not that way. And then, you know, they have their own things as well.
And also, I feel like this is one of those ones where you like their other love interests.
Yeah.
Like, her boy... Oh, I feel bad for
Liam.
Him. Liam. Mm-hmm. Her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, yeah, whatever they are. Man, he did everything for her.
He's yeah, so he was nice. Super yes. sweetheart.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. And then Tyrone's, you know, new
potential,
new love interest.
Potential Evita.
Girl.
Yeah.
She seems like a really sweet girl.
She seems charming. Yeah, though, you know what? Uh-oh. I feel there could be something later.
Uh-oh.
Like, I think she's too pushy. Like, oh, girl, calm down.
You know what? Somebody was saying that before in the chat.
Yeah.
She's being assertive.
Okay, there's a difference. Like, girl, calm down. It's okay. He's not going anywhere.
This well, is true. Here. She is. She's been too much in the point of like, all right, he's interested in you enough. You can. It's all right.
Calm down.
True. She not, was pursuing though. Yes. Yeah.
It's one of those. Do you know I'm interested? Do you know I'm interested? Do you know
I'm still interested?
Still here. Yeah.
Okay.
Any other thoughts? Did we think the end was she committing suicide? That was also a really interesting issue, which I was curious if when this aired, they had the suicide prevention line, mm-hmm, which any show I've seen where they have that, they always seem to have that like pop up, which is nice. But this, I'm like, whoa, you went dark. And he's like, fine, yeah, just do it. And so when she jumped at the end, do you think she was trying to kill herself?
I did it first, but then when she came out with the, I was thinking maybe it was more to test her powers and see, yes, if she could bring them, yeah, out. Yeah.
That's why I'm glad. Which, yeah, I think those can cut through metal then, too, which I'm assuming she cut her legs as well.
Yeah.
The leg wrap, because otherwise you can't really tread water like this as well.
Come up. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Although, on, yeah, that note, I thought that was harsh for him to,
it
to
was,
say that. That's going too far. You should never...
yeah.
Suicide, like, if somebody's committing suicide, regardless of their circumstances, they could have life very good. Unfortunately, that, mm-hmm, doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And when you have someone being like, fine, go do it, sometimes that will make them go do it.
Yes.
So just for real life, you know, maybe... I know it's a show, but for real life, maybe don't do that.
Oh, no, totally.
Sensitive to,
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah. No. Ugh.
Well, as they said, it's nice to have someone to talk to. It's finally good. Yeah. They're talking to each other. And yes, yes, he called her out. But
he did.
That's one issue that... No.
Yeah.
No, don't push that
just,
one.
Just that one.
Call her out, yeah, on being, like, self-pity party.
Right.
But...
Absolutely, yes.
And, yeah.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Any comments from the chat on this episode?
Ivan Soto says that apparently the showrunner confirmed that Tandy was testing her powers.
Okay. Yeah.
So, no, good.
I go with that, too, because, yeah, she seemed very triumphant at the,
yes,
end of, like, yes. Because I think right now, so far, she has not really been able to use the power in a relaxed setting. It's been, like, under duress, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, she has to be in, which hopefully she can build up and not need that. Which him, yeah, too. He said the same thing. It, mm-hmm, hasn't been, like, I just want to use him right now. It's been, like, ah! But, yeah.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts? Or do we want to do predictions on the... Well, predictions again? I'm like,
Buzz there TV we go. Prediction.
Right? I want them to talk more. I don't necessarily want them to be romantically interested, but I'm okay if they tease at it where they're like, maybe, but then they kind of learn like, no, we're better as partners, not, mm-hmm, romantic interests. And I maybe their interests will finally collide because she has the bit with the lawyer, which I'm glad he was actually really interested in the mom, and so that was really sad.
Yeah,
that
was actually a moment.
That was a sad death. And then him going after the cop. I'm hoping these are going to intersect because,
yes,
both with Roxanne.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Predictions. Anybody else?
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. The love. I really could do without it.
Yeah.
I feel like the show's already a little cheesy. We don't need too much more cheese. It's enough cheese. But like you said, if it happens very naturally, mm-hmm, fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to see who went in to kill the lawyer. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
we know who went in to kill the lawyer, but I'm,
yes,
I'm very excited to see where that goes.
Yes.
Like that. And then, yes, with the cop who killed his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you hate that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm also,
Amy?
I'm curious about Tandy's mom now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is she going to deal with everything? I just don't want it to all go downhill for everyone.
Yeah,
I do not like her mom.
You know, yeah, she's so nice
she's
in person.
She's in a vicious cycle. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're like, ooh, girl,
mm-hmm,
there's a lot of,
yeah,
issues there.
She's
interested
a lot
to see what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right, we don't have a ton of time left, but we'll go real quickly on superheroes being the limelight. We talked a little bit. Obviously we're talking about superheroes on this show, but AfterBuzz has a ton of different shows, which you may or may not know about, and we're going to learn about it.
All right. Hey, After Buzzers, here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve its television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. We have so many. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channel will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned into sci-fi, superhero, and fantasy genre, or channel rather, you might be interested in, we have Preacher, we also have, well, Cloak and Dagger, which we discussed, we also have the Luke Cage After Show, since that just came out. The Luke Cage After Show will be starting next, or rather this coming Thursday, from 3 to 4 p.m. We're going to be covering the first four episodes, and I get to be on that panel, so come check it out. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, so please don't be shy about just subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did it in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Yay, thank you. All right, so we were talking about superheroes coming out in the public, and for example, this one we really had that was Luke Cage, which he essentially was encouraged to do so. It was like, hey, you probably should get some more recognition, though I think he went too far in terms of being the video and, yeah, come at me. I'm like, oh, please don't do that.
The app is such a bad idea, too.
Oh, the app is horrible.
Really, guys, don't.
Yes. It's dangerous.
Yeah, not only is it people following him around, you're going to get other people hurt. Those people that are following him around are going to get put in situations where they could potentially get hurt, and then it's going to compromise what Luke Cage is doing. Yes. Yeah, all around. It's a bad idea.
Christian gave us this while he was away, and he said Civil War in the comics, I'm assuming Avengers Civil War, mentions that Peter Parker comes out publicly as Spider-Man. Not great results, and it was quickly retconned away. And also, Tony Stark has the I'm Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Which has worked out okay.
Has worked out okay because of the amount of money that he has. Because he has money for security, and because he doesn't have to live amongst the people. He has a tower that he's mostly, so he can really kind of go on and do his thing. Although it does put Pepper in harm's way at times. And so it's always going to affect the people that you love. And that's the downside to it.
I'm worried about Claire in terms of big Luke time. Cage being that public too.
Also, though, can we talk really quickly about how cool it was when Tony Stark did say, I am Iron Man. Bam, music cue.
Yes.
How cool.
Absolutely.
Press conference.
Yes. That was amazing.
Also, a huge one, via the comic books and the movies, we have Avengers Civil War. Pretty much, they go, no more superheroes, which is pretty much like The Incredibles. So it's not so great that they're public because they do damage, but do you want your whole city destroyed because the bad guy got them?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And it's the fine line of like, okay, how much destruction is too much destruction?
Yeah.
Because we tried saving lives, but yes, we hurt a lot of other people along the way, but we got the bad guy.
Yeah.
It's just very tricky.
Do you want the entire world to die or part of the city? You know. One of those like lesser of two evils.
Construction jobs.
Yeah, there you go. There's an upside.
Like the new trailer for Ant-Man and Wasp. Not the new trailer, but that one when he's pushing the car and it's like his feet in the concrete. That is very public eye.
Yes.
I don't know. When they're doing such epic battles, I feel the public needs to know.
Absolutely.
Instead of secretly. But then here another one. We have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Very public. Doesn't go so well. And so then they go underground, but then they're still doing stuff.
And then you have Daredevil, who stays underground and keeps his identity hidden. But that has its own set of problems. He's not able to really have a personal life. He loses all the people that are close to him because even when they finally do know what's going on, he's still worried for their safety and constantly worrying that he's going to be found out. Can't have a relationship. You know.
And Amy, you were mentioning a character.
Well, it was Daisy, but
yeah,
I mean, like with Daisy, it's just hard, and also like trying to figure out like who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. Like, are you superhero? Oh, look, I'm an inhuman as well, and it's just so complicated. And trying to find that family within S.H.I.E.L.D. that she does, but then it's like, oh, we're not supposed to be part of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I think it's what, season two, where she kind of just like withdraws herself from everyone at the beginning, and she becomes her goth like, super phase. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then, you know, she ends up just joining back and knowing that, hey, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
This is what's right for me.
So please leave comments. What are some of your favorite superheroes that have been, they've gone more public, or do they stay, you know, more in the shadows? Spider-Man, I feel, has gone through public and not in the movies as well, because then he gets called out by J. Jameson of like, oh my gosh, he's a menace. And then, you know, he's like, well, fine, then I'm not going to do anything. And then bad things happen. Mm-hmm. So,
and they need him. He has to come do things.
Tony, did you have any that came to mind for yourself?
No, unfortunately. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Some of them, it seems like there's a lot, and then it's kind of like, I'm afraid I don't know any specific ones in the comics off the top of my head. X-Men is one, too. They've also come forward, and then people go, no. First X-Men movie, the senator who's trying to ban the mutants and everything, and then they're turning into one sort of himself.
Yeah.
Which that was kind of like, oh, no.
That's what you get.
That's right.
Were there any other ones that came to mind of where it's gone good or bad?
Ooh. X-Men, Mystique. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where she tries to get the Sentinels. But she has, like, other personas that she can hide behind. Mm-hmm. But still, yeah, she still has to, when they find out who she is. Yeah.
Jessica Jones, she's also one that they're kind of like, you should be more public about this. You know, we want you to be like a defender. You need to do something. Defenders are kind of public-ish.
Yeah. Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. Yeah. And Iron Fist. People know.
He's very public. Yes.
He makes sure everyone knows.
Yeah. Don't you know who I am? I'm Iron Fist.
I mean, that could be a negative.
Like chi.
Yes. Christian would be like, hey, wait, come on.
No. It was entertaining because it was almost childlike in its ridiculousness.
That's
why
it was
like,
so annoying.
Danny, come on.
Let me tell every single person I meet something crazy and be like, man, nobody ever believes me. I'm gonna keep telling everybody these crazy things.
It's because he grew up in Kunlun.
No, he's what? Like, this is normal. He went there after like he's like 12 or something.
You're right.
So he's had not enough five. He's not an infant.
He did have enough time in the real world.
Who are some other ones? We already kind of talked about Daredevil. Those are the TV ones. Anybody commenting ones on the chat?
I'm trying to think of more.
They're trying to jump ahead with what's going to happen in the future of Marvel Television if Infinity War will affect anything.
I hope it does something.
Yes.
Like, somehow. It's so nice when the shows reflect the films, and the films, come on, give a little bit of love back to the shows, you know?
Yeah.
Just some kind of crossover, like one character cameo, something.
That would be amazing. I would like a character cameo.
Just something.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Yeah.
I think that's it on the shows that came to my mind. But yes, please leave comments down below of your thoughts of superheroes that have been public or not. And then also, Luke Cage, please do not get ahead. This is only the first three episodes, first thoughts, and Cloak and Dagger episode 4. Any other thoughts on these, or I think we're done.
Yeah, I'm just excited to watch the rest of Luke Cage.
Oh, and the music. Yes.
Oh my gosh, the music brought me right back to being home. I was like, I know all of these songs.
How cool.
Well, yeah, Hawaii is, I guess. I know that those songs are Jamaican, but they're huge in Hawaii. Like, I've heard them 100,000 times growing up my whole life. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I guess it's that sort of island.
Sure.
It's island mentality. Yeah.
Well, we're going to probably have to talk over with Christian what next episodes we'll be covering for all of you for next week. Because, I mean, three at a time. But I know, we all binge.
It's hard not to. Yes. Yeah. And it's so much to talk about. But yeah, you got to keep watching.
All right. Thank you so much for watching. I know we were very enthused on some of these. And please leave your comments below on some of the what's happened in the episodes, and you know, agree, disagree, it's all fine. We're all watching the same thing, and we're all fans. So a continued discussion later. Where can they find you, Amy?
On all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ.
Can I do your hand gesture?
Oh, I say that for box office breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I just do this thing where it's MTZ.
Nailed it.
That's adorable. And then Zia?
You can find me on Instagram at Zia_land. It's XIA_LAND. And as I already said, I'll be doing Luke Cage next Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Nice. And then, Amy, you didn't say, I mean, you mentioned box office. What other shows are you on right now?
I do box office breakdown, Marvel movie news, Netflix picks. Oh, and mini spotlight interviews, which those are just thrown around sporadically. So, you know, just feel free to subscribe to the AfterBuzz TV YouTube channel. You can find those at any time.
Yay! My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me. I was so, bleh, so excited. Find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And so for me, Westworld, we had our finale this evening. You can go watch that coverage. Next week is the Expanse finale. So that's a 2-hour because there's 2 episodes or kind of, I don't know what. But there are 2. We had a guest also today, the director of the episode. And then next week we might have a guest as well. And then Handmaid's Tale on Monday's box office breakdown. And then I'm like, hold on. And, excuse me, horror movie news on Tuesdays, as well as Anime AfterBuzz show, where we're talking about Fullmetal Alchemist. Now we're on part 5, which is crazy. And I'm like, wait. Oh, and then coming up will be Anime Expo, so stay tuned for coverage from that as well. Again, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you all next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.